tune this in and take it back home and record it and send it back to you. But it sure is good to be here. I appreciate God's grace letting us be here. And I appreciate the granddaughter for driving us up here. Really didn't feel like coming this morning in body, but the Lord's still good to us. I don't imagine that a lot of times he felt like doing a lot of things he done while he was here either. But the call of God's still on my life. I was sitting back there thinking, talking to my wife about that verse of scripture you have up back here. Psalms 119, great peace have they that which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I said, we use that word in our vocabulary day to offend is to hurt people's feelings. But if you'll look that up in the Hebrew dictionary, it means to lead astray. And that's what the word offend means. Like if anybody offend one of those little ones that believe in me, be better millstone hanging about his neck cast in the depths of the sea. And is to offend one of them little ones or cause them to go astray. If we know this book, and we know the author of this book, we're not going to be led astray. I'm glad of that. It's you. Amen. I've said it a lot of time whenever I was lost. I didn't know nothing about this Bible. I just know a few things that people had said, but whenever I was a drunkard, a bootlegger, a moonshiner, and done anything in this world that I wanted to do, and just as wicked as Sodom and Gomorrah itself, or as being in sin, but I would have fought a man over this Bible if he'd come in trying to tell me that it wasn't so, and me lost. I mean, I had that much faith and confidence in the Word of God and me law. I don't believe it a bit more now than I did before I got saved. I just believe on the saving of my soul now. Amen. The Word of God was just as true, and I stand just. But I like what the brother said this morning about the Lord when he gets a hold of a body, how he does change them. I know religion won't change you, but God will. Religion's the quickest route they are to go to hell. This world is eat up with religion. Everybody said you all respect everybody's faith. This Bible said there ain't but one faith, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There's only one. Amen. And that's the only one that I respect this morning is this one here. But I'm not going to preach on this, but I want to read just a few verses. And I thought about what he said there. And we was talking back before the service started about things I used to do, things I used to love, but when God got a hold of me, he changed me. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm not going to preach on this, I just want to read a few verses. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Now, that's what God had to say about it. That's not my idea. That's not my opinion. If you don't want to go along with that, you take it up with God. That's what he said. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Amen. Not in anything else but Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Amen. Jesus said, I am the door of life. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father except by me. Amen. So Jesus is the way, or there is no way. Amen. That's exactly right this morning. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, who hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. God, through Jesus Christ, brought us from our sinful state unto himself. We didn't get there on our own. It took God. There's nobody, amen, this world, I said I wasn't going to preach on it. Ain't nobody in this world interested in God until God comes and gives them a visitation. Amen. You know, I was well satisfied with the lifestyle I was living, what I was doing, where I was going. I was well satisfied with it until God come to where where I was. Amen. And God brought old time Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. I said a lot of time people talk about going down this Roman road. I said if you'll get to Damascus Road first, the Roman Road to work on Paul, I was going down, amen, to put Christians into prison. Paul was going down to kill them, do away with them, do whatever he wanted to. But he was on his road down through there, and God himself, Jesus, said, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. Thank God you'll get it tangled up in everything. But one time that light of God ever shines on you and lets you realize who you are and where you are, what shape you're in, when that light shines, amen, and you'll yield to that light, God will make a new creature out of you in Christ Jesus. But Paul was headed down there to Damascus, had the letters in his pocket from the old king, had to put any in jail that was going this way, that was serving Jesus Christ. He was going down through there just happy. But all at once there was a great light shined from heaven upon his path. Amen. Somebody said, now how do you know that was God? I'm glad you asked that. You remember when the three Hebrew children, I was over there in the fiery furnace. Amen. The old king said, did we not cast three men into the furnace? Yet I see four walking around, loose and unharmed. And the fourth man is like unto the Son of God. Reckon how that king know that was the Son of God. I'll tell you exactly how. If you ever see him, you'll know him. Amen. If that light of God ever shines in your path and lets you realize, amen, where you are and who you are, amen, and you yield to that light, it'll make a difference in your life. Amen. I hear was Apostle Paul. A person, I said, I wasn't going to preach to him, blow like I'm going to have to. Amen. Here was Paul. A persecutor of the church. Amen. Going about trying to destroy the very faith that the other apostles had built up. But when that light shined on him, amen. This is so big, I can't do it. You remember when Peter was preaching over there on the day of Pentecost, when he was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, this Jesus Christ, and whom you have crucified, God has raised him up and made him both Lord and Christ. Amen. I believe with all my heart that Apostle Paul was standing there, or Saul at the time, was standing there when Peter was preaching. I just waiting to get his hands on Peter to bind him. You say, preacher, what makes you think that? Because Peter said he has made him both Lord and Christ. When the light shined down on Paul and he fell to the ground, he said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? The Lord that Peter was talking about, Paul noted when the light shined, Paul knows that was the Lord that Peter was telling them about. Amen. Ain't you glad that he shined his path, light in your path? Amen. I'm glad he did mine. Amen. I might just preach a while on my conversion again. Thank God, Apostle Paul. Somebody said you ought to have something else to preach. Apostle Paul, you find him every time he preached, he told about his conversion. I don't know whether you've ever noticed this or not, but every time Paul told it, the light got brighter. One time he said the light shined from heaven. Next time he said it was a bright light. The next time he said it was brighter than the noonday sun. Every time he testified, that light got brighter. Amen. So every time we tell about what God has done for us, through us, and in us, it ought to be a brighter light unto this world. Amen. He was on his way down there, but old Apostle Paul fell. And the Lord spoke to him. Amen. Began to give him instruction and told him where to go down to the city, which is the street, which is called Straight. And be one Ananias down there. He'll tell you words what you need to do. How Paul got up. He was blind. Amen. Ain't that like people? When the gospel light shines in their heart, they're blind. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. They don't know what to look for. But I'm glad God's got a man somewhere. Amen. Will tell you what to do. Amen. God bless your heart. Paul got down there to Ananias. Ananias laid hands on him. Amen. He received his sight. I'm glad that when God comes in you, through the workings of Jesus Christ, and changes your life, your eyes is open until you can see the truth about the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's what's wrong with this world today. Amen. We're God-minded, but we're not Christ-minded. Amen. Everybody you see, I don't care what flavor they are, they're all the time talking about God. Talking about God. Talking about God. They're saying we're serving the same God. If they're not serving the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, they're not serving the same God that this Bible talks about. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. What was that Word? It was the Lord Jesus. Amen. Bunch of folk come to the house here a while back. I'm passing out literature and passing out stuff. And we had a pretty good chat. Amen. I got them ready to get on the road. Amen. When I begin to testify, thank God about Jesus of being God in the flesh. Amen. I wonder if that fellow was stupid enough to ask me. I say, has God got any brothers or sisters? My. He said Jesus had them. I said the man side of Jesus had brother and sister, but the God side didn't have it. Amen. I bless your heart. He was God in the flesh. Preached here, believed on by the angels, and received up into glory. Amen. That's Jesus, Christ Himself. And God said, if He be in you, and God, you a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm glad of the workings of God. Amen. I said, I'm going to tell something about my conversion. I was, like I said, I guess, the wickedest man on that mountain. Thank God I come in one Wednesday night. I'm just as happy as old saying is as a dead pig in the sunshine. Amen. There wasn't nothing to bother me. But sometime during the light night, the light of God's grace shined through into my life. Sometime during the night while I was asleep, God walked through that door and never did open it. He walked across that floor and never left the footprint. Raised up that cover and never made a wrinkle. Got in my heart with conviction and never left a scar. When I woke up, I was just like Apostle Paul. I was blind unto what to do. I knowed, I realized that I was lost. Amen. I knowed it in my head before then. But that time it got down in my heart. I realized from the inside out, if I didn't do something, I was going to hell. Amen. Some of them folks the other day told me, amen, hell's a grave. I said, these three people you've got to convince, hell's the grave. Ain't God, if I thought about it, had they left, if I thought about it, I said, there's going to be four before it's over with. He said, who is them three? I said, me for one. I said, God said, where the worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. God said, bind them hand and foot, and cast them out of darkness where there's weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. I said, you'll never convince me that the grave is hell. He said, who's the other one? I said, amen, the rich man. I said, you're going to have to dig that fella up out of the flames of hell and convince him that he's not in hell today. Thank God. And they said, well, who's the other one? I said, God himself. Because he had this scripture written, thank God, to for us. And I said, God said they was a hell, and anybody outside of Christ was going to go to hell. And if I'd have thought, me and my little pea brain, I don't do much real fast thinking, but if I'd have really thought to them, I said, they's fixing to be the fourth one. And if you'd have said, who? I said, you. When you wind up in hell, you're going to try to convince yourself that there is no hell. Amen. All bless his name. There was two of them sitting there, and I began to ask one of them, I said, now you come out with all this garbage. I said, let's talk God a while. I said, you tell me. I said, the Bible said man must be born again. Amen. That which is born to the flesh is flesh, and that which is born to the spirit is spirit. I said, I'm a looking at you, I'm a listening to you, and you're just as carnal can be. Amen. Had a pretty good meeting on the front porch. I'm just talking to them fellas. I said, you tell me what happened to you that got you into the way that you think God is going to redeem you on the day when he returns. He changed the subject. Started talking about something else. And I let him go on and say what he had to say. I said, you changed the subject on me. You never did tell me what happened to you. He changed the subject on me again. And God, and I said, you changed the subject again. You never did tell me what happened to you. He said, well, one day I just decided I was living, wasn't living right, and I just decided I'd change. I looked in my eyeball to eyeball. I said, man, if that's all you're trusting in, you're going to bust hell wide open. There was a colored man there with him. I said, I asked him. He told me, now you tell me, when you got born again, when your nature got changed. They don't believe in no such thing. That boy, I had my Bible there. Wasn't nothing they could do, but somebody argued with it. I bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. He said, well, basically it happened to me just like it did him. And that old boy spoke up. He said, now you've asked us. We want to ask you what happened to you. I said, I thought you never would ask me that question. I said, I was just as lost could be. I was on my way to hell. I just as satisfied could be. I got to tell him about the Holy Ghost coming and resting me. Amen. Me coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't God bound at his feet. I confessing my sins. Ain't God believing in his blood for the remission of sin that are past. I said, when I done that, God done a work in my heart. Amen. I never got over. One of them looked at the other and kind of funny. And no one looked back at me and said, you sure you didn't have the heartburns? I said, man, you talking about the heartburns. I had one of the worst cases of the heartburns I had ever recorded. You remember one time in the Bible where the disciples on the road to Damascus and they said, did not our heart burn within us? That's what was happening to me. My heart was a-burning. Thank God I told them when my heart got the burning, I got to repent. I said, God changed my nature. I made a new creature out of me. They said, well, I guess we better go. I said, you see that drum sitting right out there in front of the shop? They said, yeah. I said, all that garbage you got there, literature. I said, I'll go in the house and get a match if you'll put it in that barrel. and I'll burn it for you. I said, then get you an old King James Bible and get off somewhere behind the log and pray till God opens your eyes. Amen. Thank God, God didn't come down here. I know 14 different ways. Jesus Christ Himself ain't God seen man. If you know, before the foundation of the earth, it's just getting bigger and bigger. I'm before the foundation of the earth. I'm before this world that we're standing on was ever created. I'm before there was ever a living thing on this earth. Amen. Salvation, not an afterthought. God already had it figured out before there was ever anything created that was created. John said in the book of Revelation, he said, I saw a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. Before the foundation, God done had this thing. Brother Raymond Cook said something years ago. It stuck in my mind, and I use it quite often. Amen. Sure was a help to me. Amen. He said before the earth was ever created, he said there was a committee meeting in heaven. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And said God the Father looked over and said, well, I'm fixing to make man, he's fixing to fall. I said, Jesus looked over and said, Father, if you make them and they fall, I'll go by them back. Amen. And then the Holy Ghost looked over and said, Father, you make them, Jesus, you buy them, and I'll go live in them and lead them home. Amen. I like that, don't you? I'm glad that when God forgives your sin, He don't set you out in the dark and leave you all alone. Thank God, He said, I'll not leave you comforted. I'll send you another comforter that will lead you and guide you. Religion won't do that, but God will. As a brother said a while ago, when he spilt that Coca-Cola, he said something he ought not to said, and said automatically God reproved him. You know, we got people today that think you can just drink liquor, drink wine, amen, and still be right with God. You look in that Bible, everywhere you find a strong drink, God's got a woe on it. Amen, woe, W-O-E, there's a woe on strong drink. If you look that up, you know where the Bible said that Jesus turned the water into wine. If you look that up, there's two different kinds of wine in that Bible. There's a fermented wine that'll make you drunk. God's got a woe on it. Then there is the fruit of the vine, which they call wine. When a thing in the world with what we'd call grape juice today, hey man, that's when you see and I drank no more water. I put a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Why, the doctors of the day say one of the best things you can drink for your health is grape juice. And one of the worst things you can drink for your health is alcohol of any flavor. You say, preacher, how do you know I've drunk enough? Amen, to float a battleship. Learn my hell, please. Paying for it today, God bless your heart, but I'm glad. Amen, the Bible said it works. It's worse, some of you. Had a man one time down at work tell me, he said, once a drunkard, always a drunkard. I said, I'll beg your pardon. I said, God said such words, some of you. I'm not a drunkard, I'm a word. Amen. You know how long, how many trips I had to make the dry out? Only one. That was to the altar to repent. And from that day to this, there's never been a drop of alcohol passed over these lips. No desire for it. I hate it. I see what to do it. Of our people. This nation, when it come out of prohibition, got to where it legalized alcohol, Brother Lester Roloff said that's one of the worst things that ever happened when they legalized it. And we got one coming even worse just a few years down the road, and they legalized these drugs. Amen. It's a coming. This earth is getting weaker and weaker and weaker and further away from God. I'm telling you, Me and Brother Jones was talking about a while ago back there. Me and Brother Jones was talking about this past week. Sometimes we get together on the phone. He'll get to crying, I'll get to petting him. Then I'll get to crying, he'll get to petting me, trying to help one another. And he's made the statement. He said, "Brother, we're not going to turn this thing around." I said, "You got that right. All we can do now is just redeem what we can, try to hold what we got, and just stay true to God." God said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and you shall receive a crown of life." Don't let nothing move you. Don't let nothing drag you away. Don't let nothing change your mind. Stay with God. Stay with the book. Follow the Holy Ghost. He will direct you. I made a statement several times back through the year, but it come to my mind while he was talking about what he said. Said something when he spilt that coke. I said I used to be one of the world's worst men to cuss. That there was. Worked in a steel plant, and it's a long building. And buddy, there's a lot of racket in there. An old boy out on the yard, he said he could hear me cussing from one end of that building, nothing above all that racket. Boy, something didn't go to suit me. I could sing a song, and it wasn't Amazing Grace either. So finally, when I got saved, he asked him one day, he said, "Whatever happened to that old shaver boy?" I said, "I don't hear him cussing anymore." And God, somebody said, "Well, he said he got saved by the grace of God. He come all the way through that building, come up and hug my neck. Thank God, he was trying to live right himself. He come up and hugged my neck and said, 'Sure, I'm glad to hear about you getting saved. I bless your heart.'" But I said, from the time I got saved, I never did say another bad word. But it come to my mind a while ago, I did. Now, if there ever was anything that made me mad, is a corn picker. I mean, that thing can really try my patience. I can drive by and see one sitting on the side of the road. My blood pressure will go up 3 notches if I ain't even nowhere near. I ain't got there just... They're the aggravatingest thing to run. They'll tear up. Amen. And I mean, you got to spend more time working on them than you do running. I hadn't been saved too awful long. And I was gathering corn, had an old one-row corn picker. I got over there and I'd get down and pray. And I'd go getting hot, get down and pray. I'd get up and work on the thing and try to whistle Amazing Grace while working on it. I'd done that day after day. Finally, one day hit a nerve, got so much. When I come off that tractor, I blayed out a word about that long. And before my feet ever hit the ground, my knees was bent. Amen. Repenting of what I had said. Amen. These folks that lived like the devil for 40 years and say they're saved and never feel any condemnation, they missed the mark somewhere. Well, nowhere near the way I was intending to go. But you listen what the Bible said. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," in Christ, "put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh." You remember over in John's, Luke's writing, the Bible said, "The kingdom cometh not with observation."